I was with Lou, the ladies' man, and we went to his house for a drink. Well, so now there's a new saloon we got to go, this new Casa Allegra, he said. I don't know how I'm going to do it, man. I spend so many hours now in 8 different bars. Each one thinks it's the only place I go. The phone rang. No, Louise, I can't take you to the opening Saturday, Lou said. I'm going to stay home and do my income tax. He slammed the receiver down and mixed us another drink. I can't play the records for you either, he said. You know Big Mary? She was here the other night, and after I passed out, she turned it on, loud as it goes. She said if it was loud enough, she felt she'd have an insight. Now, if I eat cornflakes, the neighbors call the cops. You look a little tense, Lou, I said. Maybe you need a night's sleep. He gave me a look. Are you going to turn out to be another good influence? The doorbell rang. Lou measured another dose into my glass, took his from the neck of the bottle, and went to see who it was. I heard voices at the door for a minute or two. But Lou, he came back alone. Everyone always thinks there's a party going on here. What the hell makes everyone always think that? How are you doing with Tamara? I asked him. There is no Tamara, he said, and his sad face lighted up for a second over the pun. No, really. Really, he said. You know how I felt about her, Bill, but it couldn't go on. It just couldn't, that's all. I didn't invent human nature. But it makes you feel rotten, and after I got up the nerve to tell her I was through, I left her crying, you know. It was only last night, matter of fact. After, I had to make it into the San Remo for a drink. Well, with my luck, Lou said, taking another helping from the neck of the bottle, with my luck, in comes A.E. Kugelman, and he's got this big, good-looking redhead with him, and a little brunette. So, we have a drink or two, and 2 other girls come in, and Kugel, you know how he is. He sends a little brunette over to ask them to join the party. They think that's cool, and they do, and pretty soon, we're drowning each other in bourbon. Some uptown guy comes over then, and he buys us a round, and we buy him one right back. And he brings his girl over, and she buys a round, and we're all really beginning to fly, the jukebox, the smoke, the yelling. Meanwhile, the redhead is trying to say something to me, but I can't hear her. The noise was terrible, but I know what the message is anyway. I get her away from the mob, and we go up to the bar, and we have a couple of shots there, and I find I'm saying things in her ear. We go back to the table, and she's holding my hand. Kugaloo suddenly shoots me a look and leans over to say, "What's the matter, Lou? You look bugged." And I tell him, "Kugel, I dread the good times ahead."